Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 20, the Tailor's Play of the Ascension. This is another play which on paper isn't desperately long. It didn't take long to read, but there are two things in the staging of note. First, there's an ascension, and there's some sort of theatrical rising up going on, so that action must take some time and be interesting in its own right. And there's music and singing to go with it, and that will also take time and is probably, to be fair, more interesting than your actual dialogue. But sadly, we're not in a position to do any work on anything other than dialogue at the moment. Jesus gets to eat with his people again, second play in a row, and it's also quite a messy play. Let's just say the special effects will get quite special. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and the order of which we do that will be dependent on you. Become a patron, and you can vote for the ones we do next, based on these recordings. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes, or you can email us, admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Play 20 of the Chester Mystery Cycle.
I've got singing alert noted for what's coming up next. This one seems to be very much a choral number. We will just speak through the text when we get to it, but there's a lot of angels singing happy songs. Some of it's in Latin, and I think to some degree, I think I won't force you to say the Latin-y sections. I think we can almost just take it as written that they sing something in Latin, and we can talk about that. Okay, so we've got Jesus remained Jesus, for the moment remained Peter, but then everybody else, we've just sort of got to be everybody else. So I don't think we matter. I'll stay as Andrew for the first one, but then if you John, Jack, and we will alter. Actually, I think Peter only speaks once, so I think if we all alternate as being different, I'll just sort of point at you for the various, and then we'll split up the angels when we get to the angels. That makes sense. I don't think it matters, really, who's saying what. Okay, shall we give this one a crack, Jesus? Your brethren await you.
My brethren that sit in company, with peace I greet you heartfully. I am he that stands you by, nay, dread you nothing. Well I know and wittily that you be in great ecstasy, whether I be risen verily, that makes you sore in longing. There is no need to be annoyed so, neither through thought to be in woe. Your hands put you now fro and feel my wounds wheat, and leaves this both all in one, that ghost hath neither flesh nor bone, as you may feel me upon on hands and on feet.
Hey, what is this that stands us by? A ghost me him seemeth wittily. Methinks lightened much am I, this spirit for to see.
Peter, I tell thee privily, I dread me yet full greatly that Jesu should do such mastery, and whether that this be he. But it's a good place to pause briefly. Because, of course, this is basically a repeat of what we had in the previous play, in a sort of creative form. So is that sense of different companies doing slightly different riffs on the same material? Or, for that matter, maybe one year they didn't do The Disciples and they thought they'd just quickly throw that in as a Precy's thing. I don't know. Anyway, we're all speaking. Oh, look, Jesus has appeared again. Isn't that marvellous? Go, John.
Brethren, be good it is to think evermore what words he said the day before. He died on rude, gone is not your, and we be said fast day.
Ah, John, that makes us in weir, that alway when he will appear, and when us best list to have him here, anon he is away.
I see well, brethren, sooth to say, for any sign I show may, You be not steadfast in the fay, but fletching are you find. More signs, therefore, ye shall see. Have you aught may eaten be?
Yeah, we genuinely have been here before, haven't we?
Simon, we have.
Yeah, Simon, if you do, Simon. Oh,
yea, Lord, here, meat enough for thee, or else we were unkind.
Now eat we then for charity, my leaf brethren, fair and free, for all things shall fulfilled be written in Moses' law. Prophets in Psalms said of me, the death I behoved on the rood tree, and rise within days three, to joy mankind to draw, and preach to folk this world within penance, remission of their sin. In Jerusalem I should begin, as I have done for love. Jesus, that's a bit of a mishmash, isn't it? Right, okay. Therefore believe steadfastly, and comes with me to Bethany. In Jerusalem ye shall all lie, to abide the grace above.
Yes, and then there's a stage direction, something to do with... I'm not really sure. He does something with his disciples.
I think he eats with them.
I think it's just eats again. So yeah. So we have this repetition of a previous play. Unless in the Bible it does actually happen more than once, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know this part of the Bible desperately well. Who did I say was Philip? Did I say you were Philip?
Yes.
So,
Lord, from us do not conceal what time thou art in thy will. Shalt thou restore Israel against her realm that day?
Brother, that is not to thee to know my father's privity. That toucheth his own paucity, wit that thou never may. But take you shall, through my behest, virtue of the Holy Ghost, that send shall be to help you most, in world where you shall wend. My witness all ye shall be, in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria also, and each country unto the world's end. Go in all the world through my grace, preach my word in each place, all that steadfast belief has and fully saved shall be. And whoso leaves not in your law the words that you preach them before, damned shall be for evermore, that pain they may not flee. By this thing they shall well know, whoso believes steadfastly on you, such signs apertly they shall show, wheresoever the tide to go. In my name well shall they devil's power to do away, new tongues shall have to preach the fay, and other mysteries more. And though the poison eat or drink, it shall nigh them no thing, sick men with their handling shall healed readily be, and such grace shall be in their doing. Now to my Father I am going. You shall have here my blessing, for to heaven I must stay.
And this is where the big production numbers start, as he ascends into heaven, and there's possibly a bit of singing going on here, but then he does his great text as he's presumably hoisted up into the heavens. And the angels start to gather, which is what happens on the next page.
My sweet brethren, lief and dear, to me is granted full power in heaven and earth, far and near, for my Godhead is most. To teach all men now go ye, that in world will followed be, in the name of my Father and me and of the Holy Ghost.
So we have singing. So Jesus starts the song. I won't make you do it, but Alleluia, Alleluia.
Well, which Latin pronunciation would it want anyway? It would want the old pronunciation.
I would assume so, yes. I think we just have to acknowledge that we can't really do this in this context. But anyway, there's a song, Jesus sings a line, then there's a second angel, there's a third angel, but they might also sing in chorus. A back and forth occurs. I think we move down to the first angel's speech, and if we sort of alternate angels, so first angel, second angel, third angel, if that sort of works for everybody. There's a fourth angel as well, which I will be later on.
Who is this that cometh within, the bliss of heaven that never shall blin? Bloody out of the world of sin, and harrowed hell hath he.
Comely he is in his clothing, and with full power going. A number of saints with him leading. He seems great of paucity.
And he takes his place on a throne, presumably?
I that spake righteousness and have brought man out of distress, for by her I am called and was of all mankind through grace. My people that were from me reft through sin and through the devil's craft, to heaven I bring, and never one left all that in hell was.
Why is thy clothing now so red, thy body bloody and also head, thy clothes also all that been led, like to presses of wine?
Yeah, red's the new black.
Well, this is the thing, is the second angel said it comely as is in his clothing, and then you say, why is it all covered in blood? Yeah. And the suggestion is that he's actually leaking as he's ascending and sitting, and that there is a really quite gross stage effects occurring. Just sit there going...
And interesting, if the tailors, it would make more sense if it was the butchers.
Yeah. But wait, there's the reason why he mentions the clothing and his array. That might be a little excessive, but there are intimations of that kind of staging practice that occur. Anyway, respond to your angel, Jesus.
Yes. For the devil and his power that mankind brought in great danger through death on cross and blood so clear, I have made them all mine. These bloody drops that you may see, all they fresh shall reserved be, till I come in my majesty to deem the last day. This blood I shall witness bear to me. I died for man on the rood tree and rose within days three. Such love I loved the A. Do you ever get pronunciation of the final syllable just to sort of flesh the line out?
It always seems to be a dropout on that fourth line. It always seems to be deliberately one short.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, you can just hear the drops of the blood going drip, 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 can't you?
These drops now with good intent to my father I will present, that good men on earth be lent shall know apertly how graciously that I them bought, and for good works that they wrought, everlasting bliss that they sought, to prove the good worthy, and that the wicked men each one may know and see all and one how worthily they forgone that bliss that lasteth aye. For these causes leave you me, the drops I shed on rood tree, all fresh shall reserved be ever till the last day.
And then there's a sort of final sort of floating away as the angels sing. How this is done, God only knows. And the angels then, as they sing, descend to the chat of the disciples by and large. Fourth angel speaks.
Which is you.
Which is me. You men that be of Galilee, whereupon now wonder ye, waiting him that through paucity is now gone you fro?
Jesu Christ, leave you me, that stayed to heaven as you might see. Right so come again shall he, as you saw him go.
Lo, brethren, what these angels saying, that Jesu, which through his great main to heaven is gone, will come again, right as he forth went.
Many sith so hight he to send his ghost with heart so free, and in Jerusalem we should be till it were to us sent. I think you were technically Simon, but let's just work round the room.
Brethren, I read us in good fay that we thither take away the way, and with devotion night and day hinge in our prayer. And then I was Philip, so somebody else.
Yeah, no, we'll just work round the room.
For now we know by signs veray that he is God's son, sooth to say. Therefore it is good we go and pray as he commanded here.
For now must we leave it no leasing, for both by sight and handling, speaking, eating and drinking, he proved his deity.
Yea, also by his upstaying he seems fully heaven king, who hath there in full leaving saved life and soul is he.
Go we, brethren, with one assent, and fulfil his commandment, but look that none through dread be blent, but leaves all steadfastly. Pray we all with full intent, that he to us his ghost will send. Jesu, that from us now is went, save all this company. Amen.
It's that thing that they're putting in this praise of the, but the, it's not the primary thrust of the play, is it? It's just a warm up for what's presumably a big production number. You know, it's all about the song. It's all about what the angels are doing. It's all how is it staged? How does Jesus arise? And then he sort of arises again, because he goes to a throne and then he presumably goes up to heaven. And I assume the throne is part of the contraption of making the blood flow. I assume that's a design thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and is that, in a sense, why they're done like this? It's not so much the play, it's the bit in the middle, so you go away singing the scenery. But that's the point.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't much, you know, they're not really saying very much apart from, you know, there's a little bit of sermonising, but there's nothing really.
It's no story going
on. No. It's just simply he ascends. That's it. That's all there is to say. And they say it, and it's great. And it is that problem. We've got to the point where there isn't really any plot anymore. Jesus pops in and out again and makes a little sermon, and then he goes again, and then, you know, and this is his last actual going. Until he pops in again in the next play, when he sort of makes a... And it's a bit confused in the next play, because it's... He does speak as little God. It's a sort of mini-me moment, which is slightly difficult to unpack. But it's then more sort of God speaking. But God speaking as a bit like Jesus. It's that whole Trinity. How do you stage the Trinity problem? They're all one in one, so they're the same person, but they're different. That sort of central contradiction problem that it all has.